Here we go.
Yep. Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Rebirth of Mothra 2.
1997.
All right. All right. So until next time.
This is... Yeah, this is the kind of thing when you watch... When I watch these, it's kind of like watching a Daimajin movie where, like, there's a bit of a chore to get through them.
I had a question that I was going to save for the end. But since
should we just, like, knock the other one out and just so we can put these all to bed?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Which do you think we'll get to first? Rebirth of Mothra 3 or Daimajin 3?
I think Daimajin 3 just because...
This one's so
that
fresh.
Exact reason that because Daimajin... Yeah, exactly. Because the Mothra 2 is the freshest. We'll push it back. And we need some time to forget.
Yeah.
How bad they really are.
What's funny is when I started watching this one, I started remembering the last one. Because I remember there's the kids in the last one that were so annoying. And so I was watching this one. I'm like, oh, well, at least it doesn't have annoying kids. And then the kids showed up.
Right. You know what, though? Just from my little, I did a little sampling of the Japanese version.
Uh-huh.
Both watched the dub version.
Yeah.
They might be less annoying.
Oh, yeah.
In Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the examples I saw. Maybe I should wait till the end. Anyway, whatever. So basically, I jumped to the end because I was like, what was that song that started playing?
Uh-huh.
The one, it's like, you know, I love you. and I'm watching it and I'm reading the subtitles at the very end because I'm waiting for the credits to start. And remember that part at the end when the one guy, when the two kids are like, maybe our society is too overdeveloped. And the other guy goes, must be like that brainy kid who always knew too much.
Yeah.
That's not what they say in the Japanese one. They just say they're like, I guess it's up to us. They say something like that.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, those kids are much less annoying.
Huh. I have a lot of notes, but I don't want to go over them.
It's not worth
doing
this. Like it's not like Baragon.
Yeah.
It's not like being like going, oh, we owe it to ourselves to watch the original.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rebirth of Mothra 2. Boom.
Boom. Weird effect shots.
Army of Mothras. What?
Yeah, weird effect shots right off the bat.
An army of Mothras. You know what's kind of cool was that shot through the water.
Looking up at the dolphins. The
dolphin water.
Yeah.
Looking up at Mothra.
Yeah. That's when I was like, oh, okay, cool. This might be neat.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's... we complain about Daimajin because Daimajin never shows up. And there's a couple other movies where that happens.
Yeah.
Like the Magic Serpent and stuff. This movie is like nonstop stuff.
Yeah, they show up.
Yeah, it's
a disappointment.
So there's that, but it's like
it's a different kind of suck.
It's just loud.
I think the most interesting thing was those starfish.
Yeah.
The practical effectiveness of them I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
We got white goop on the face in this one.
Uh-huh. At first I was like, it's foam, but then there's definitely white goo.
Yeah, white goop. I was like, man, white goop's becoming the new Big Brother cockblock of our show.
Yeah. And this is the second episode in a row that deals with Moo. Because the last one, Atragon, also dealt with Moo.
Does this count as Moo?
They say Moo.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, at the very beginning, they say Moo.
Oh,
which made me go look it up. At one point, they mentioned Moo.
Okay.
But, it made me go look it up. So when I started watching this, I immediately thought, like, these movies are like the Ewok adventures to the Star Wars thing, where you're like, I guess it takes place in the same, like, Godzilla universe, but
yeah,
it doesn't feel like it, and I don't really accept it.
Have you watched those as a grown-up?
Oh, yeah. I love those movies.
Oh, they hold up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, it's funny because the first one is narrated by Burl Ives.
Yeah.
And so I usually watch it at Christmas time because of Rudolph.
Because it makes you feel like it feels like Christmas.
Yeah. I want to take this. I want to take the audio from one and put it into the other.
The first one was the fight for Endor or something.
That was the Caravan of Courage. That's where they, which I kind of technically is a kaiju movie. In that movie,
is that a big troll guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Giant? And it's a guy in a suit steals the parents. And I think the dad is the principal from the Breakfast Club.
And you know what? Was that one originally just called like the Ewok movie at first, and then later they added
Caravan of Courage? I think it was just called the Ewok Adventures,
and then they changed the Caravan of Courage. I missed it when it was on TV because I was punished.
Oh no!
And I couldn't watch it, and I was like, "Can I just please just record it?" And they wouldn't let me.
That sucks.
And it was like. Because that would, I guess, defeat the purpose of being punished if you can watch what they're punishing you later, I guess. I don't know. But it's devastating.
I mean, it's not great. But when I saw it when I was a kid, I loved it. So it might.
Yeah, I've begun to refer to something as the Hocus Pocus effect. Which is
the movie or the term?
The movie. It's like if you saw Hocus Pocus as a kid, you love it. It's like it's one of these movies that everyone breaks out at Halloween and watches it. But because I didn't watch it during those formative kid years where you liked that kind of stuff, it's not very good.
So I saw that movie in the theater. Did not care for it. I think I was too old. And it's one of Stevie's favorite movies.
Yeah,
she has like the Funko Pops of the of the witches and stuff. But I had a huge crush on the what's her name? Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, when I saw it in the movie, I think I had to been like 16. I don't know why I went to that movie. I was gonna say the Ewok Adventure. The mom in the movie. What's her name on Lost? Daniel Faraday's mom.
Okay.
Yeah. I found that out. Wow. Like the last time I watched it, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's her name? Hawkins, Miss Hawkins. No, I don't remember. I should. So the Ewok Adventure, let's start at the beginning. I have lots of notes for Rebirth of Mothra 2. I don't know why I'm stalling, but I thought it was,
that was a joke.
Yeah.
That you were going to start at the beginning on the Ewok Adventure?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if suddenly at this point, like we go, all right, we're just going to scrap this episode and we're just going to do a review on the Ewok Adventure and we just pause, go watch it, and then come back. all right.
I have a lot of notes, but I mean, it's so weird. It's such a weird thing. Cause there's a lot of stuff in it that I don't want to say I liked, but I thought was kind of cool looking.
There's stuff that I go, oh, there's stuff that they cut corners on and that those bum you out. There's stuff that they seem to put the money in and you go, oh, at least they did that.
Yeah, but the thing is, but
it's hard for all that together in one thing.
But even though they cut corners, there was still always some sort of weird thing going on at all time. Like there was DeGarla was around a lot, and I think DeGarla was an interesting design and kind of looked cool because it was a swimming kaiju, a crawling kaiju, and a flying kaiju. Like it was like that's kind of cool. and it had fart shoulders. So that's fun.
Yeah, let's talk about DeGarla. Let's get into DeGarla. Okay, so yeah, DeGarla, he looks like a dragon with a cape on. He's like, you know, he kind of looks like when you picture the way a vulture walks, uh-huh. and the way his wings get held, because like they kind of had those like wings that just kind of like hang back there. One of the things, my problem with DeGarla is that most of what they use on DeGarla is a puppet that's in the same pose. We see he has legs, but they're always like kind of like bent downward so he can either glide in the water or glide in the air. It's very little actual man in suit action.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got. What did you call those fart shoulders?
Yeah. When he was flying around, shooting out the red
the shoulder
fart clouds.
Cannons.
But
yeah.
they shot those starfish, which is kind of cool, because you know Mothra gets covered in the starfish.
Right. And he also then grows those like Space Godzilla spikes.
Yeah. He looks like Space Godzilla with like a turtle shell or Orga's back or something weird. Yeah,
it's weird.
It's a weird, like at first when I saw him, I'm like, oh, is he like a ray, like a manta ray or something?
Yeah, that's one of the websites described him as, a cross between a dragon and a manta ray.
Yeah. So like, as far as the design goes, like last time we got sort of a King Ghidorah type of a creature.
Right.
And so it was kind of like, okay. But what's cool about this is it's like kind of a totally unique character. So I appreciated that. It wasn't just like, you know, Baragon, you know, dressed up different. He kind of looked like Godzilla. It kind of looked like Space Godzilla, but his face was more dragon-like.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was a whole new character. And the fact that he shot those starfish was kind of neat. At the beginning of the movie, when we were introduced to the kids.
The caterpillar scene?
The caterpillar. It's just weird, and it was that thing that you hate, which is sort of like they take a two-dimensional image and just kind of float it around the screen like animated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is this happening? It's bad enough at one of the girls or the kid's mouth.
Yeah, it starts out. Yeah, first is these two exotic caterpillars the kids are playing with, and then they're going to try to scare the girl with it. She flicks the pencil. It goes flying into the kid's mouth.
And then she spits it out,
and it goes flying across the classroom and allegedly goes down the teacher's shirt.
Yeah.
I say allegedly based on the effects.
Seemingly does.
It's like it approaches her shirt, disappears, and she kind of reacts like it's in her shirt.
Uh-huh.
It's like that's the biggest hang-up for a lot of this stuff. It's like, a lot of stuff happening off camera.
Like it cuts away before something happens.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is going to happen. And then you just come back or you cut to it at the aftermath.
Yeah,
you'll hear a sound effect
off screen.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, oh, there's like smoke and like a rolling tire. You know, that kind of effect. Like, oh, something happened.
We're not some kind of starfish SWAT team. That was a good one.
oh man, that's one of the ones that you wrote down.
Yeah, there was a moment where the mom or the guys are going out fishing, and the mom says they're trying to catch a strange creature.
Right.
And I'm wondering if in the Japanese version they said kaiju, because isn't the literal translation strange creature? So I think that was.
Is it? I thought it was
strange.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
But
we should probably know that, based on the fact that we named our show that.
Strange creature.
Okay.
Based on the Wikipedia. We're so used to kaiju being daikaiju.
Yeah.
That, you know, because they're looking for the furry thing.
Gorgo.
Right.
But, so, yeah. So, I think
Daikaiju. Rings on his tail.
I think Daikaiju means large creature.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And then kaiju just means strange creature. So, like, when we do stuff like Matango, we shouldn't have to, you know, apologize.
We should have to explain ourselves to you. people probably don't really care.
No, they don't. Not at all.
We just enjoy having to apologize.
No one said anything about our choices in movies. We did get some encouragement about this movie, mm-hmm. and people wishing us luck
to get through it.
Yeah, and one person said, "I'm gonna have to pass on this one." And I was like, "Well, you don't have to watch the movie; you just listen to the show." But you go for it. So this person doesn't like it. They don't even want to hear anyone talking about it. Want to talk about Gorgo for a little bit?
Okay. Do you want to refer to that thing as his antenna?
Do you want to see that his pee coming out of his butthole right into the lens?
Yeah, right.
So if that is his wiener, if that's not his antenna.
That's not his. Wait a minute. You're saying the thing on top is his wiener?
I don't know. That's what you're replying.
That's what I wanted it to be. No. Oh, I see. No. Right. No, but you're right. Because, like, hey, I was like, when they Gorgo comes up and I get his name and I start going, all right, let's see what this thing is. I start Googling him to kind of find out what his deal is. He always looks grumpy.
He looks like a wise old man.
Yeah, with the thing on top.
I'm
trying to think. What else has that kind of thing? It's the fleshiness of it that's so gross.
Yeah.
But then I looked up and it said that he had healing pee.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, please come out of that. Please come out of that. And it doesn't. It just dumps out of his bottom.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of the POV shot of getting peed on.
No. That was unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
And then they doubled down on it. They had to pee later. Okay. So here's my thoughts on Gorgo. I love him. I thought he was awesome. He's so stupid that it was endearing to me.
It was endearing. You mean the character of Gorgo?
There's something about it. I'm glad it didn't talk. I thought it was funny that it hopped around, but it just looks so.
How can he talk? He has a mouth.
I know, but it just looks so. It would be under his mustache. but it looks so grumpy. I like the design of it and that little girl walking around with it in her basket. Like everything. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought my only problem is that it didn't turn into a gigantic, like King Caesar type creature. I thought it was going to turn into something.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like the King Ghidorah.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. Yeah. And this came out around the same time as Furbies. So this came out, Furbies came out 1 year later. I had to look it up because I wanted to know, like, if this was based on Furbies, but Furbies might be based on this. I don't know.
Oh.
So I thought that was interesting. Dagarla, Barons, Gorgo. Those are the new guys we get.
Barons?
The Barons are what are the starfish.
Okay.
And I thought they were cool too. They're cooler. They're cooler than Gorgo, just because they were like evil and they kill people and they put white goo on everything. And they're just like neat looking. Like they look like Starro from the Justice League comics. But Gorgo was my favorite just because he looked like a grouch. He looked like a wise grouch.
The also thing is like to move him around. They just kind of like roll a ball.
Uh-huh.
Down steps,
or hook him to like fishing wire.
Yeah, or just around. Float him around things.
There was one part where it looked like so under his feet was more fur.
Yeah,
and it looked like it was almost like to hide the remote control stuff for it. and it made me want a Gorgo, a Gorgo Roomba, like a little Roomba with a Gorgo on top.
Okay. That would
travel around the house and I don't know. I really liked it. I don't know if there's Gorgo toys.
Did you do the toy search?
On I didn't. I didn't even think about it. I know there's some. I know there's Mothra toys, and I think there might be a Dagarla toy out there. But there's two versions of Mothra in this movie. Oh, and then there's Fairy, again. Which I
Oh yeah, is there a Mothra toy of the flying fish Mothra?
So that one's called Aqua Mothra.
That one's cool looking. That I liked.
It's kind of. It's like no longer a moth.
No, it's not.
But I mean, I don't know about the design. It's so drastic, like as far as like, because now it's like face is plastic, like has kind of a like it's not fuzzy anymore.
Yeah,
it's so cool. It's like I don't know. It's hard for me to decide if I like it or not, because I'm a big Mothra fan, and I think it might stray too far, but it still looks cool at the same time. It's funny because I was like, oh, it looks like an X-Wing. And then...
Oh, yeah, totally
and
does.
And then later on, they totally have a dogfight with the Barons, with the starfish. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's just Star Wars. But I think they definitely...
Oh, it's so Star Wars.
Yeah.
This movie is so Star Wars. It's so Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah.
Oh my god, the scenes of the group running through the temple, but you can tell they're running in place and they're superimposed over a model.
Yeah.
That stuff was good. shit. I think the Aqua Mothra, there's definitely toys of that. I'm pretty sure there is. Oh,
interesting.
We get the Return of the Mothra song, which brought me comfort. It was like a nice little bright spot in the middle of this, like this movie. I told you before we recorded, but this movie like made me just want to like, I don't know, just claw my house apart. Cause it's too much. It's too much. There's no like moment to breathe. Oh shit, dude. Wait a second. So you just sent me a picture of Gorgo, what looks like an action figure. And his antenna on this is definitely not an antenna.
His antenna is a thick. It is a thick, thick phallus.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to need to save that for the show notes, or for the artwork.
You want the version where they put him next to a AA battery so you can see how big he is?
What does a AA battery fits in that? Oh my god, no. How big is he?
No, he's smaller than a AA battery.
What's the point? I won't even feel it.
Yeah, what's the point? What's the point of putting a huge cock on the top of a toy if it's going to be teeny tiny like a AA battery?
Yeah. Where am I supposed to stick that? My nose?
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's great. I know. I mean, if you're gonna have a Gorgo toy,
you hadn't checked, and I was like, oh, I'm going to totally make his day. And then it's like it's one of those situations where you're like going, oh cool, awesome, oh cool, another Bandai Kaiju toy, and you go, oh wait, look how small he is.
What's going on? Oh my god, he's like without the dong, he's like half the size of a AA battery. I mean, if you're gonna have a Gorgo toy, you might as well make it so people don't see it. let me guess.
That's eBay Philippines.
$60. One 80? Centimeter.
Well, let's find out.
Hold on. Did you say 80?
I don't know, but it's 80 Philippine dollars.
Oh.
80 PHP. Uh-huh. Might just be $1.50. $1.56.
Shit, I'll take 60 of them. Fucking litters.
Everybody gets one.
Oh, man. That's so great.
Yes. Oh, because I looked him up. Because the Japanese name is Gogo, G-H-O-G-O.
Yeah.
Instead of Gorgo.
And I want to say DeGarla.
Oh, by the way, it's spelled differently.
Used. Uh-oh. Used.
FYI.
I'm good. I don't...
Oh. Used. Oh, yeah, because there's also... Oh, because there's that other Gorgo monster.
Oh, yeah, there's like the Gorgo. The G-O-R-G-O. Is that the one that's British? I think it's a British movie.
And there's also someone called Queen Gorgo. Oh, that's 300.
Does it just have a bow on its head?
No, it's like it's like
Lena Headey.
It's the queen. It's a queen from the 300 movie.
Okay.
Mothra sold in a.
Mothra has lasers.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Mothra.
You know, it got a little bit confusing as to like whose lightning is this.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was like Mothra's lightning is green lightning. Mm-hmm. And, the other thing that DeGarla's got is not only does he can also shoot him out his back or like his back lasers. Like when he's underwater, he can shoot lasers through the water out his back.
That's kind of cool.
That's interesting.
I like, okay, I'm a fan of DeGarla. I'm going to say it. He's kind of cool. He's weird. I mean, he's not up there. He's not like the best, but like he did weird stuff.
I wrote a note about Gorgo. I wrote, do we call it his antenna? And then I wrote, as an aside, I mean, he does make love with it. The kids always laugh when they run with their raft into the ocean.
It's yeah.
Very typical child behavior.
I like that raft, by the way, with the kind of like shark mouth on the front.
Shark mouth, yeah, the warplane.
Yeah,
the warplane raft. The I was gonna say the another one of the weird, like kind of like the caterpillar bit.
Uh huh.
Was the cat getting burnt with the cigarette?
Yeah. And then later they go to grab the cat thinking it's Gorgo, I think.
Yeah.
That was weird. It kept showing those shots of the cat, but like it would do like a couple frames of the cat upside down. That was weird. This movie's weird.
So the way they call the city, they call it Nilai Kanai.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is it just that one temple that's Nilai Kanai?
I don't know. I thought the temple was cool, though. I liked that.
Yeah, the design was cool.
And then it kind of had, like, the dragon heads, and I was thinking, oh, maybe those come to life. They kind
of... And it coming out of the water is cool, because all the water just kind of rushing down it and stuff like that, that always looks really cool.
Yeah, and there's some shots of, like, the city underwater, like you would see... an above shot of like the raft, and you could see the city underneath the surface. I thought that looked neat too. If this movie was like a half hour, it'd be great. Like just having like the temple was cool, DeGarla's cool. I really like Gorgo and the Baron, and I like the Mothra design a lot. She has kind of more like a like those cat sunglasses, like the shape around the eyes come to more of like a teardrop shape instead of just round. So yeah, Mothra,
and when
looks
he turns
sleep.
Into a fish, he's kind of got like Wolverine sideburns.
Yeah. And then like the fur is like nicely pruned like a poodle.
Oh, speaking of fur, just again, jump to the ending. When the girl's feeling sad about Gorgo, and they're like, don't worry about that. Just, like, look at Mothra's fur.
Yeah.
Under her armpit.
Yeah.
And, it'll remind you of Gorgo.
Yeah. Is that where Gorgos live?
What?
Is Mothra made up of Gorgo? Is Gorgo made up of Mothra armpit hair? Because it kind of looks like Gorgo, I guess. But what a weird thing. This movie's weird.
It's It's really weird.
I don't know why Gorgo just didn't turn into a giant hairy monster.
You know, that's one of the, that's another, actually, that's a good question. That's probably another one to refer to the Japanese version to be like, I wonder if, like, the Japanese response is actually better than that.
Huh. Maybe. Did you take a note about the Haunted Mansion Bride?
Well, totally. I thought because they kept doing that thing where, like, it's like a staticky projection.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I thought they were going for like a Princess Leia thing. Like a giant Princess Leia.
Oh my god, I skipped a note. I wrote down POV, but P-E-E O-V. when Gorgo pees on the dude.
Jumps.
Dude, there's a part where they're trying to escape the temple. It's like collapsing and stuff, and they're on this bridge, and it looks like a video game from like the 90s where the bridge is definitely like CG, but it looks like garbage. And the bridge collapses like just after they make it, you know, they get clear of it. And it's just the shot of this bridge falling, and it takes forever. But it looked like something out of Tron or something. It was really bizarre.
I wrote...
And then they jumped, and it looked like they were, like, floating. This movie.
I wrote... I'm fine where I wrote. I'm sorry. Oh man,
how many notes did you take?
I mean, I took some notes. I would sit and I'd watch, and then I'd watch, and I was like going, I better write some of this down. Well, first of all, this is the first bridge. Well, it's the same bridge, right? The Last Crusade bridge. It's the and they slide across, and then you rise. It's all. But I wrote. I can't find it. But I wrote, they broke the bridge and they blew up the Death Star. There was so much that was like the trench run and then the Death Star blowing up twice. Because like after that happened, it happened again with all the Aqua Mothras in Degarla's body, which I don't know. Let's not get into that one yet.
Okay. But Mothra parts. So Mothra parts the sea so that they can escape.
Okay. And they dally.
Yeah.
Hanging out there. And it's like, if you're,
Yeah. Step on it.
How many times the kids almost plummet to their death? All the elevator shafts are like the thing.
Yeah. I think also in Daimajin 2, he parts the sea.
Mothra?
Yeah, Mothra and Daimajin. Both Mothra 2 and Daimajin 2 part the sea.
This will be our dissertation.
Yeah.
Okay. When Degarla, here's something that I did like. Degarla jumps out of the water. He gives a really big bite onto Mothra.
Mm-hmm.
He bites hard and long, and they add a lot of crunching noises. That's the first time I go like, oh, wait, he does have hands. Yeah, he's tucked him the whole time for so long.
In his cape, like Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, what? Okay, then Mothra gets caught up in a tornado of starfish.
Yes, and so like I'm like, okay, this is called Rebirth of Mothra 2. So
yeah,
the last one, so he's going to die, right? Yes. Or she's going to die and then come back. But she didn't. Did she fully die? I don't know if she fully died. But she looked pretty bad with all the starfish all over her. I thought which looked kind of cool, and she's kind of like sitting on top of that pyramid, like all kind of like jacked up with all the stuff, and it was just like that was. I thought all that was pretty cool. Like it actually felt like it worked. It worked right. Like it did what it was supposed to do. It was kind of a interesting, you know, whatever. But so Gorgo somehow turns into a sparkly light show. And goes into Mothra's armpit and turns it into Fish Mothra? Is that what happened? It's so weird. Or can Mothra just turn into Aquamothra whenever?
Oh, okay. So in the Japanese version, she says, look at Mothra's armpit. And she says, Gorgo lives on in those rainbows.
Oh. Okay. I guess maybe Gorgo didn't have enough pee to save Mothra, so he had to explode. Is that what it is?
I Straga Gorgo. Did he actually jump into Mothra? Was he trying to? I mean, because did Gorgo even try and heal Mothra with his pee? I just remember the women doing their Mosura, trying to shoot the starfish off, but there were just too many of them. Yeah, there's certain things I go like, did I miss this? Every time I had to go back to look at something again, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm just prolonging this.
I know.
How about when the bad guys, and by bad guys, I mean the two dudes.
Yeah.
When they grab the kids, and one of the times when they grab the kids, they do the thing where they grab his nose.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's like a cartoon. It's really a weird movie. Definitely, definitely, we're not the demographic for this movie. It's This is for like...
The ancient set was cool.
Yeah.
And it looked like a pretty... Because they had to climb it.
Yeah, and I like the like kind of Lost Shankara stones, the eggs. I thought those were neat. I was wondering, like I wonder if those are around. I wonder if it's sitting in like a Toho warehouse or something. I thought they were kind of cool looking.
Oh, here's a great line when she says, she's talking about that she ordered all the scientists to make what you might call a secret treasure. What you might call... It's what your kind call a secret treasure.
Yeah.
And there's also the thing that says, they got a saying, catch a kid. They do?
That's a saying.
That's a saying?
Mm-hmm.
POV again, peed on me.
Yeah, it'd be great if Gorgo got like really giant and just dumped all kinds of pee on Mothra.
Be amazing.
And it would just like trickle down that pyramid, and then those kids would really run out of that parted sea.
That would be like, if there's a giant Gorgo, like he grows big like Animal in the Muppet movie, and then just dumps pee on Mothra and all the starfish fall off of him, we would totally be turned around in this movie.
Yeah.
Because we'd be like, no, wait. You got to get through all this. You have to sit through this. You can't fast forward this part. You got to sit through this so that you understand how this is so important.
That had to have been discussed, right?
The other thing about Gorgo for me, though, is, I mean, I know you love him, but somewhere along the lines, how did the girl develop a relationship with Gorgo?
I don't know.
Because she really misses him bad at the end.
Yeah. And he misses her, too, but left her a gift.
Right. The world, the pearl of the earth. And I was like, oh, maybe, wait, is that the earth? And these are like ginormous people in a different kind of plane of reality?
Maybe, but they still have McDonald's.
Anything to try and make it more interesting. There's another thing that they did, like an explanation thing where... Okay, so the temple and the water gets like destroyed, but then this kind of like water temple forms and disappears. Mm-hmm. That weird effect of that. And then I think it's the two sisters that explained like, it's a miracle. The water spirit has revealed itself. And I was like, uh-oh, is that what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It was all noise.
And it's like, Mothra can part the sea, ? Flying fish, Mothra, what is happening?
Maybe it'll all be explained in part 3.
Okay, so then Gorgo swallows flying fish Mothra. Uh-huh. And then...
Oh, which I thought was cool.
One of them.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I think anytime you go inside a kaiju, it's fun. Like, sure. It's so weird. It doesn't happen that often. Like, it happened
but this
in,
is
like...
very Tron CGI. It's the second time they blow up the Death Star in this movie.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if it was done, impossibly, but if it was done with, like, models and stuff, and they, like, had, like, Star Wars type of dogfights, instead of just crummy CG. It's a cool idea.
And they're shooting all the starfish.
Yeah. And they're exploding and yeah. It's a cool idea, but it just, I mean, clearly the budget.
The garlands, it's floated up and Mothra does these rings around them. She like shoots these rings.
Mm-hmm.
Some other effect that Mothra has, you know,
yeah, it's like a weird
general and unclear what Mothra's powers are.
Yeah, it's like the editors found like some sort of like special effects software.
Yeah, like we're really good at lightning. The blue lightning on people after they've been like hit with something was cool.
Yeah,
where you see the people walking and they're kind of like still a little like staticky. I was like, that's cool. Like, it was like, they're really excited about using the lightning effect.
Yeah.
But that one's like the one that turned out pretty good. She drops him on the pyramid and it explodes.
Yeah. What is he made of? Gasoline?
I don't know.
But he jacked up that temple.
Yeah. Done.
There was, I think they only knocked down one of the towers, the little dragon towers.
Yeah.
I thought that looked cool, but I think the rest of them stayed standing. But like, so like DeGarlo was created or was made to eat pollution.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, cool. So he's a good guy.
Right.
But then it was like, kind of like, oh, wait, is he caused because of pollution? I don't know.
Listen, a big giant temple in the middle of the sea. That's an eyesore. That is just a giant chunk of pollution he's trying to get rid of.
Yeah. I don't know. So, top five? I mean, I guess I'm happy that it's in the past.
You mean that we saw it?
We saw it and it's done. It's probably going to stick in my head a little bit more than the last one did. So it'll probably be a while before we see part three. But if I'm not mistaken, part three has an even different version of a morphed Mothra.
Okay, so I'm just going to go through abilities here. Okay.
Lightning crotch.
We don't see the light. So this starts as what appears to be referred to as Imago Mothra.
Okay.
Mothra Leo. And it says he fires three multicolored cross heat laser beams from his forehead.
Oh, yeah. He had like the kind of the predator thing between the eyes. Where she had like the three dots and would like shoot the stuff.
Unleashes jade bolts fire from his wings.
Okay.
Fires a mega breast cannon from his chest.
Crotch. Between the legs of the crotch.
Able to break apart into thousands of smaller Mothras.
Okay. Yes, that happens. That's the weirdest thing, I think.
Mothra can perform an XL pile load by flying straight up and spinning to release several jade rings from his body.
Oh, I thought that was like a spreadsheet. No, Mothra knows like, Excel.
I was like,
this is the resume.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, these are his special skills. release reflective green powder from his wings, which can weaken and cause pain for his opponent. Can do a sparkling pyroad, a series of cascading shafts of blue energy that can split the earth as bolts flicker across his wings.
Is that what part of
the
scene?
Can perform an Excel dash by charging itself with energy and flying at Mach 85 for up to 65 seconds.
Skilled in Photoshop.
And is able to perform a Sunstrike Buster by raining down powder in a circle. And then, from the center of the circle, a giant beam of blistering emerald energy will burst forth from the sky.
Oh, so this is like a magnifying glass.
Speed up the growing process of plants.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and then there's so much. Oh, my gosh. There's also the powers of Rainbow Mothra and Aqua Mothra and Lightspeed Mothra and Armor Mothra.
Oh, that must be the next movie.
Oh, I see.
I want to see. Okay, so Armored Mothra, that sounds cool. What did you think of when Aqua Mothra shot those X bolts out of, that were the perfect shape of Mothra? That was weird. I don't know how to describe it other than there are Mothra shaped lasers.
Yeah.
So we recently watched Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Right.
And in that episode, you talked about how that's the most badass Mothra has ever been. And you're like kind of getting hyped up on Mothra. And then we decided to watch this
it's
movie.
It's good to have something to kind of bring it. You back down and bring me back to reality.
We had like a month or two to where we were both like, Mothra's kind of a badass.
Yeah.
And now you have me doubting my love of Mothra.
I would rather get the simple brown Mothra that just flaps its wings or turns to dust and
carries baskets
and put all these things. Suddenly Mothra has all these powers out of nowhere.
It's a bit much, but that's this whole movie. This whole movie is too much.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say about it.
Neither do I.
I think we've gone on way longer than that. We'll get to our Ewok episode soon enough, though.
Oh, I have one thing to say.
Okay.
The lady's still kicking her dragon.
Yeah. It's continuity. It's consistency. All right. So not top five. But will our next episode be in our top five? We'll see. Our next episode. I'm excited to talk about it.
Me too.
It's been a while since I've seen it, and it's King Kong from 2005, yeah. Directed by Peter Jackson. I don't know if we'll have that up on kaijupod.com, but if we don't, we'll have links to it so you can watch it. I watched the 3-hour and 20-minute version of it. I watched the longer cut. I don't know which version you watched, but I'm sure if you watch either, you're going to get the same value out of it.
I don't know if mine was 3 hours and 20 minutes. It might have. It was a long one, but yeah. How much longer is the 3-hour 20-minute version?
I think 20 minutes. I think it's a 3-hour movie or a 3-hour and 20-minute movie.
Okay.
But I mean, so yeah, that'll be our next episode. Once again, go to kaijupod.com. That'll give you links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube page. And then review us, I guess, on iTunes. I don't really ever say that.
Don't base it on this one.
Oh, I think the episode is fine. Listen, if you're going to have to deal with Rebirth of Mothra 2, listen to the show.
Wouldn't you rather us take you through it?
Yeah. Listen. Gamera's Super Monster might still be at the bottom of my list because it was the one where it was an all clip show. With the super alien ladies in the van. So, I mean, it's not that. It's just an onslaught to your senses. I think that's the problem. It's too much. Rein it in. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the... Well, I'm not looking forward to the next Mothra movie. But if Gorgo's in it, then I'm going to be very happy. So, we'll get to that in about a year. I don't know when we're going to watch Rebirth of Mothra.
It's going to happen to be like, oh, if only Gorgo was in it. I was like, no, he's in it. Didn't you look at Mothra's wings?
Oh, shit. That's right. Also have to do. Great. Now every time I look at a Mothra action figure, I'm like, oh, shit, Gorgo's in there. I should paint a little wiener on the armpit of my Mothra toy.
do you have a Mothra toy of this Mothra?
I don't have any Mothra.
Oh.
I actually don't have that a lot. I don't have a lot. Oh, my God. Okay. So I told this to Stevie the other day. I'm sitting here at my desk, and I had, like, a really itchy back. Like, I had, like a itch on like, my shoulder blade, like, in a spot I couldn't reach. Mm. This is a life hack.
Okay.
Use your Mecha King Ghidorah Bandai figure for that.
Which part?
I held the tails. I held the tails and used the heads. It was a really bad itch, and I was like, shit. I was like looking around. I just grabbed it, and I'm like, oh, hey, this actually works pretty nice. So, oh my gosh. Okay. Speaking of looking up.
All my Godzillas are way up high now in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like on top of all the cabinets. So it's not a practical reach and grab, but I'm itching.
Yeah. It was, I don't think I'll use it all the time, but in that case, it came in handy. I wonder if there's like a King Ghidorah back scratcher or like a Godzilla back scratcher. There's got to be, right? Someone's had to have made a back scratcher that's like a claw. But can you imagine like if a three King Ghidorah heads, like if it's gold? There has to be. Hold on. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay.
Oh, you know who'd make a great back scratcher is Gigan.
Oh. The saw blade side or the wing side? Yeah. Either side. Take your pick. How bad is your itch?
Yeah, it's like it depends on, or how accurate you need the scratching. I don't see anything.
How was there not? What did you look up?
I just looked up the back scratcher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything. This is this needs to be fixed.
King Kong one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the Empire State Building and then Kong on the end with his hand out?
You wish.
Yeah, I know. That's that's the first thing that popped in my brain.
Let's see. Oh, it is. It is.
Oh my God, really?
Hold on.
Oh my God, it is.
He's got one big hand.
It's like a forced perspective. It looks like you're looking down on the tower. Oh my gosh.
He's way up there being like, here, let me help you out here.
Looks like he's giving a high five, and it doesn't look like the Empire State Building, but it's still exactly what I wanted. That's great.
Man, that hand is big. He's going to slap you.
It's a cool design.
He's definitely there to get the spot you need.
Up top. High five.
Now you're going to add that to the notes.
Oh, and then look at the back. It's like, it's not just like flat. It's like still detailed. Like you can see his
back. Oh, yeah. Still his butt. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say butt, but I decided not to say butt. Like here's a picture of Godzilla shooting Kong in the crotch, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but I'm going to send this to you because it is funny.
I know, I got it.
Oh, you saw it?
Apparently our Google algorithm is right on track with each other. It just had to scroll down a little bit more. Yep. It's right there.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's get out of here. So until next time, I'm going to go collect some healing juices in a cup.
You know how hard it must be to get that in a cup? It
went everywhere. You got to just rest them on the cup. Oh, man, that Gorgo toy, like, squirt water. Like, there's a little hole in the bottom of it. That'd be great.
It would be great. It's basically just like a modified piggy bank, and just you open up the bottom part of the coins go. I'm going to return the caterpillars to their natural habitat.
Dirt mounds instead of lady mounds. All right.
Oh, man.
That's bad. That probably won't be in the show. All right.